Big Daddy Graham's Countdown is brought to you by Hank's Gourmet Beverages. Visit hanksbeverages.net.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another segment of Big Daddy's Countdown, where you and I are trying to figure out what are the 100 greatest albums ever made. Coming in at number 68, Sticky Fingers by the great Rolling Stones. Released, not in time for the holidays, on April 23rd, 1971, it went to number one. Now listen to the songs that are on Sticky Fingers. Well, it kicks off with Brown Sugar, Sway, Wild Horses, Can't You Hear Me Knocking, You Gotta Move, Bitch, I Got the Blues, Sister Morphine. What a great, only the Stones could have ever recorded the song like Sister Morphine. Dead Flowers, Moonlight Mile, it's just one of my favorite records ever. Yet, when it comes to truly talking about Sticky Fingers, I'm going to spend most of the time talking about the album cover. It's just one of the most famous album covers ever. It's an album cover of a guy's crotch in tight jeans with a zipper that actually went up and down. They got rid of that years later because it was actually scratching the record that was inside it. It's an Andy Warhol cover. He said, Andy Warhol, we want you to do our next cover. First of all, if Andy Warhol drew a smiley face on the back of a matchbook cover, that would be worth $17 million today. That's how much clout the Stones had. He said, yeah, Andy, we'd like you to do our next cover. And he ends up coming up with that famous cover. I mean, really, of all time, famous cover. It's got banned in some, you know, Walmart, Kmart, whatever. It's being too sexy. I love the people that had that kind of job. It's also the very first Stones record with the tongue logo. That logo is number one for a band. And there's some famous logos. Van Halen has a great logo. Green Day does too. But the Stones tongue logo, that's pretty big time. It is. Recorded down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where the Stones almost got busted for weed and heroin and all the fun stuff that rock and roll bands almost get busted for. In the case of the Stones, they got busted a lot, but they got out of that mess. I sure love putting on this record. Always puts me in a good mood. That would be the Rolling Stones, Sticky Fingers, coming in at number 68. Next to Last Out Media, and check out all these songs that I might recommend you on Spotify. Big Daddy Graham's Top 100 Album Playlist. Later.